Well, thanks a lot for coming. This is a very optimistic talk. Quite tricky to write, it turns out. It's quite tricky to push your testing upstream. You may or may not know my name from talking about GNOME and OpenQA testing. This isn't the same talk again, talking about GNOME and OpenQA testing, even though I am going to relate it to GNOME because that's what I'm involved in. And I'm going to relate it to OpenQA because that's pretty much the best tool we have. But it's more about kind of a vision of the future than what we have today. Firstly, we've come a long way, right? In the desktop Linux world, in the early 2000s and the late 90s, you'd install a Linux distribution and you'd go, okay, like the graphical desktop doesn't work, let me fix my X config. And then, maybe it'd be nice to have Wi-Fi. I wonder why that doesn't work. And then, if you were lucky, you'd have audio as well. So, today things are a lot better. I mean, there used to be a distro as well where you couldn't do dist upgrades. They'd say, delete your old installation and install a new one. It'll work better. And we've come a long way. Now we have much better testing. We test things like upgrades, and I like to use this example as one of the things that's really horrible to test, right? If you open an MP4 file in Fedora and you try to play it, it doesn't work because you don't have the right codec. So this dialog box looks very simple. It just pops up and says, oh, you need a codec. But the code underlying this to make it work is hugely complex. You have a GStreamer plugin, you have something in the video player to handle messages from the plugin, and you have GNOME software, which is incredibly complex in itself. Testing that is quite tricky, right? Because you need all of these bits integrated together. So I'm a big fan of end-to-end testing, of the kind that OpenQA does, where you test the entire system. You test the entire operating system, either on hardware or on a virtual machine. So you have your you control the kernel, you control the user space, and everything. And another key part of this type of testing is that you navigate the system like an end user would. So you don't connect to the serial console and type serial commands. That's not how most people interact with a desktop machine. You inject keyboard events and mouse events, because real users use a keyboard and a mouse. And we navigate a UI by looking at what's on the screen, right? So if you want to test the OS like a real user, if they're trying to find the cancel button, they look for a shape that looks like a button and says cancel on it. It doesn't matter if it's here or if it's here, really. Just they're looking for that. And OpenQA has really good support for looking for something that looks like a button and says cancel. And if, you know, if the GNOME developers decide in the next release it needs to be up here instead or on the right, the test might still pass because, you know, the user could still find the button. So who's doing this kind of testing today? I'm going to open the floor to questions. Shout out the names of some distros that are doing this. Fedora, yeah. One of the earliest to adopt OpenQA. OpenSUSE, definitely, the original. Anyone else?
Alma
Linux. Alma Linux, yeah. Anyone else? Debian, yes. Debian actually has quite a well-maintained OpenQA instance, maintained by a couple of volunteers. So I have a list. I think this is a complete list of about 10 OpenQA instances out in the wild. If I missed anyone, then let me know after. Each one's kind of operating independently from the other, so there's not enough collaboration between these today, which is what I'm going to go into in the talk. But it's very good to see, right? We've come a long way. Well done, everyone. If you work on downstream tests, have you ever had anyone from upstream help you write the tests or help you maintain the tests? Has anyone ever said, oh, in the next version of, we're going to replace gedit with GNOME Text Editor, so I'll help you update some new tests for GNOME Text Editor? I think we're still lacking in this area, right? The downstream QA pipelines are still kind of invisible to upstreams, unfortunately. And a lot of people upstream are volunteers. Everyone's overworked, so this is kind of understandable. But can we do anything about it? So what developers want is fast feedback on our changes, right? If you develop an app, it's not much fun to get a bug report a year later. You have a contributor, they send a PR, it has a bug, you merge it, you didn't spot the bug, and a year later you get a bug report. The contributor who sent the PR has probably disappeared and they're doing something else. And you It's all about time, right? What developers upstream want is quick feedback on their changes. And that's how we kind of have this idealized distro model, which at the moment is experiencing some friction, as you know, end users want to talk to developers directly, and developers want to ship binaries to end users directly, and the sort of traditional model that we've had for 30 years has some friction. So being involved in GNOME, I put some thought into how we could move testing upstream. And the first thing we did was a few years ago now, back in 2021, and we set up an OpenQA instance, which is difficult for a few reasons. Firstly, GNOME is, and has always been, independent from any distro. So we have more than zero paid contributors from at least four companies. Did I miss anyone? I always want to make the point that companies should be more loud when they pay people to work on upstream projects, because it's very important that companies do that. But we have more than zero paid contributors from each of these companies, and most of them are competitors, right? So we don't want necessarily to favor one over the other. It's meant to be a neutral space. If we add end-to-end testing based on Ubuntu and only Ubuntu, then it's kind of a slap in the face to Red Hat. And the same if we add end-to-end testing based on only Fedora. Also, we don't have much funding for infrastructure in GNOME, and OS images are quite big. So the way we made this work is we don't pick anyone's distro. In the end, we have our own distro called GNOME OS, which is a very simple distro, which is intended at this point just for testing. Everything in GNOME OS is built from master or main, so it has all the latest bugs.